case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out this week, burning some more vacation time. In from the night show, DJ GA.
I'm back.
Yeah, I know.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Well, I've been gone for a week, and I come back. We got to talk about Kanye, but this is actually important though. I think this is
what's happening with Kanye West now.
Him and his wife got to do some things. All right, look, I'm gonna tell you like this. You ain't hear this from me.
You didn't hear this from me, but you heard this from
me. Well, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. You know, they finally met last week in Wyoming after his crazy rant in South Carolina. He was talking about divorcing Kim and everything, and she was saying, "Hey, he's having a bad episode."
Yeah. Yeah, they use it as a moment to learn what's going on with Kanye with his bipolar episode.
And I'm tripping. Like, when they first met together, there's a picture of them in the car and she's crying.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. Like, this is Kim Kardashian. How did they get this picture?
Right.
But so now, here's the thing. So now they're trying to reconciliation. So they jumped on a private jet and they're going somewhere on a family vacation. Apparently, they haven't seen each other for months.
Than those couple little times here and there.
They said birthdays and little stuff like that, but they said they haven't spent any real time together in months.
Well, maybe this will be good for them to kind of reconnect as a couple if they had some sort of a bond. I don't know. That grounds me, being with my wife, because, you know, she's my best friend. So if I'm having, like, stressful time and I'm a little out of it, sometimes being with somebody that you know, your other half, your other part, can be like, hey, they can rein you in. They can center you, make you feel good about yourself. So, Maybe that's what they'll do. As much as I hate Kim Kardashian, I hope she does something good for Kanye West.
You hate Kim?
I don't like the Kardashians at all, man.
Let me tell you.
Every single time Allie talks about him, I play.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Because I don't care.
Well,
I do care about people's mental health and well-being.
Right.
I don't care about all the fakeness that they have and the putting money before everything else. I don't like that.
But
how superficial they are.
Yeah, and but
that's me though.
I kind of look at it as part of the business. I know what they're doing. Like,
of course.
You know, so I'm just kind of like, eh.
And maybe that's part of why I don't like it, too, because I know how it is. I know how they have to work it to get the publicity, because that's how they get their ratings, because we kind of work in the same business. You got to create some controversy to get people talking about you.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But you know what's crazy, too? He actually sent out a tweet and apologized to Kim, too.
I saw that. Yeah, that was nice.
And I was like, okay, Kanye.
Making steps, so.
At least, I mean, and the one thing I do like about this story is that it's more real than any. Like, you know, it's not, no, oh, he's just going, now he's like, hey, look, this is my wife, this is my family. And
It humanizes him a little bit.
Yes, and I can get with that. I can get jiggy with that.
I do, too. And it brings light to mental illness, which I love, too, because it's a mental health Monday for me. That's how I feel.
Oh, yeah.
It is, man. It is.
It is.
Things to keep you motivated on a Monday. Why not? Because it is Monday. It's formerly the worst day of the week, but kind of all the days blend together. So
right.
I don't know if Monday still has a bad rap anymore or not. Allie's out for the week, burning some more vacation time. And from the night show, DJ GA.
Yeah, I don't have that much vacation. I'm working.
You're a motivational person, dude.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny. People ask, say, they never see. Yeah, you're never sad. I'm like, that's not necessarily true, but I am always hyped, though. I am one of those type of guys. So, and I have a quote for you today, Riggs, that I think should help people out.
Okay.
You ready for this?
You're a motivational man. Blade on us, please.
All right, get your pens out. You know, if you're going to type it in your phone, type it in your phone.
You can also call or text 414-799-1037. If you're in a safe spot, you can call or text that number. What's up?
All right. I think this is actually perfect for especially our climate and social media and all that stuff. You had a purpose before anyone had an opinion. Yes, a lot of things we don't do because we're scared of what people are going to say and everything else. And it's something that you don't really realize you do. Like what you wear, what you buy and all that stuff. Like I remember sometimes, I remember it was a stigma to shop at Aldi. Oh, you shop at Aldi?
What?
Like,
I like to save money.
Yeah, but think about like certain things you buy. Oh, that's what you know. People's opinions will sway you to do something, and you're just kind of like,
You wonder what people are going to think of you.
Yes.
You get too wrapped up in that.
Yes.
And then I always think about the Dr. Seuss quote that says, don't worry about other people's opinions, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter
don't mind. Facts. But,
which makes sense. 100% facts. We do worry about what people think of us too much. Oh, what are they going to say?
Right.
What are people going to think right now?
Yeah. When I catch myself doing that, you know what I do? I do what I originally was going to do.
Which is what?
Well, whatever it was. Like, say, right? It's like, no. Oh, because they're going to, I'm going to do this instead, because that was my first thought. You know what I mean?
You live life with an MYOB attitude. You mind your own business.
That's pretty much. That's what my mom say, mind your business.
So maybe something you're looking forward to this week that's happening that you're excited about, 414-799-1037. Maybe you share it with somebody who's like having a down day. Somebody right now that's maybe listening, they're like, this sucks. This is the worst week in the universe.
No, it's not. You can do it.
It is. I'm not interested in competing with anyone. I hope that we all make it. That was the quote that I read today.
Facts.
I'm not interested in competing with anyone. I hope we all make it.
But here's the thing. You can't compete with anyone.
Nope.
You can't.
Just yourself.
Yeah, you can. That's the only person you can compete with. That's
yourself.
You really can't.
You're your own worst critic, don't you know?
Oh, already.
414-799-1037. What's something that keeps you motivated? Something you're looking forward to? Good stuff. Good vibes next. It's Kiss FM.
Good vibes Monday.
This gun. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie's out for the week, burning more vacation time. DJ GA from The Night Show comes in to keep me company, so I don't have to talk to myself.
Yeah, that would be kind of weird.
Well, that's what radio is talking to yourself and hoping that other people don't think you're crazy.
Yeah, that's my little, you hear the little voice in my head all the time, guys.
Trying to stay motivated on a Monday. It's Monday Motivation. 414-799-1037. Somebody texted into that number. They said, it's my birthday. Can I get a shout out? Anshu, happy birthday. Happy birthday. There you go.
What's the name?
Anshu.
Anshu. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Anshu. 414-799-1037. Let's start with Bad Luck Billy in Hartford.
wait, hold on.
Well, I know. Because
we're going to start with Bad Luck Billy?
Yes, because I feel like, ironically, something good has happened to Bad Luck Billy.
Okay.
Normally, he calls with very bad things, but I'm hoping that something motivational happened for you.
All right, let's go.
Bad Luck Billy, what is it?
Well, I've got a quote. This last week, I lost a longtime friend unexpectedly.
Okay.
But I was thinking last night. I was up at, I couldn't sleep very well, and I'm like, you know what? Here's a quote that I want people to hear.
Yeah.
You don't know what strong is until strong is your only option.
You don't know what strong is until strong is your only option. All right. I like that.
Okay. I get that.
When, you know, I mean, things, it seems like your world's crumbling around you, and you just got to, you know, pick yourself up from the bootstraps and be strong and just kind of, you know, tackle life head on, you know, and this life is not easy at times, and we've all struggled, and, you know, I just wanted people to hear that, and I hope that someone is like, you know, that Bad Luck Billy dude, he's right.
For as much bad luck as he has, he brings some good stuff.
Definitely right. Like people,
it never ends. Yeah.
Yeah. People don't realize how strong they are. You're pretty strong. You just, like you said, you don't know it until you have to be. But people are, you're pretty resilient.
Yeah. Billy.
I mean, I couldn't outlift you in the gym, but I mean, I'm pretty damn strong in other ways.
Right. Billy, thanks for calling, dude. We appreciate you listening.
Have a good morning, guys.
You too,
man. It's Monday Motivation. Roberta's in Milwaukee. Roberta, what's something motivating going on for you?
Well, I heard you do the birthday shout-out for somebody else.
It is
also my birthday.
Hell yeah, Roberta.
Was it Leo season?
It is.
Leos, what's happening? Happy birthday to all Leos.
Nice.
Yes, thank you. And I am starting a new job today.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Now, is this, were you looking for a new employment? Did you lose a job and gain a new job? How did it come to be?
No, I've been very, very thankful and lucky that my employment has not changed this entire time.
Okay.
I have not had one day off of work since this all started.
Oh.
And I've been lucky enough to find another job kind of jumping up in my career. So
cool.
Oh, well,
congratulations. Are you going into an office or is it virtual? Because I would imagine. Okay, good. There you go. I would imagine a virtual first day of work would be awkward.
Right. Hi, everybody.
Nice. Roberta, happy birthday and good luck on your first day at the new job.
Oh, hey, let me hold. I get 10% of your first check, though.
Don't say that. That's like a raise, dude. Don't do that. Yeah. Thanks for calling, girl. Have a good one. And happy birthday. GA in from The Night Show in for Allie this week. Jessica, good morning. What's your Monday motivation?
So First of all, I just want to say thank you for being on the air throughout all of quarantine, because I listen every day on my way to work.
Oh. No. Hey, no problem. This is our job. This is what we, if we can be a little bit of normalcy for people,
right,
then that's all that matters.
I know that's right.
So you're very welcome. Thank you for saying that. What's up, Jessica?
Of course. So I have a very colorful history, to say the very least, and one of the things I have learned in my journey is gratitude is everything.
Yeah.
I actually have a gratitude check-in with two of my best friends that we do every morning. And no matter how hard my times have been, like last month I lost my younger brother to cancer, and I was still able to find gratitude through all of that. Even in my darkest moments, there's something to be grateful for in my life. And that's usually, you know, my piece to keep moving is, what do I have to be grateful for?
Yeah. That's totally true. My mom does that. She keeps a gratitude jar where she writes down things that she's thankful for. When she has like a really good day, she'll write down a bunch of things that she's very happy for, write them on pieces of paper and put them in a little jar. And when she's having a down day, like you said, you lost somebody. I'm sorry to hear you lost someone to cancer.
Right.
But when you're having a down day, you're like, you know what? I have a lot to be thankful for. It's because your worst day is that you're not defined by the darkest times of your life right there. So there's so much more to look forward to.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling in, Jessica.
Thanks for having me. I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
Have a wonderful week.
Have a wonderful motivational Monday. You too, everybody.
Bye.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Allie's taking a week off for vacation, burning some time. DJ GA is in her place from the night show. Thanks for waking up early again, dude.
Dragging me out of my warm bed, Riggs.
And you needed it this morning. It was a little brisk this morning, wasn't it?
I got the hoodie on today. Got the hoodie.
You do have hoodie weather on. It's kind of a hoodie morning.
Yes,
for some
is.
Reason. Very brisk. Very brisk.
I don't like that word.
What, brisk?
Like, it's brisk.
The brisk makes you think of iced tea.
That's
brisk.
What I'm saying. You say I like chili better.
Chili?
Chili. It's a little chili this morning.
We'll call it chili. Like jacket weather. This is, I'm not normally all about an internet challenge, but this is one I can kind of get behind. It's a girl named Brittany Jill. She's from right here in southeastern Wisconsin.
Okay.
And what she started doing is something called the Venmo Challenge, where she was asking people to donate 25 or 50 cents here and there when they could.
Okay.
And once it got to a certain point, like a couple $100, she would cash it out, take it to a local restaurant, and tip a server like $200, $300.
That is dope.
So she did it again. She's done it now 10 different times. She's raised over $5,400 for servers just through her Venmo. She does it, and as soon as it gets up to an amount, she'll just cash it out and then go and give it to another random server. She gave a random Stenny's server $700 last night.
Well, let me
$700 the other night.
Does she actually eat and then tip them?
Yes.
Okay.
So she has a meal, and then her tip is whatever she's accumulated in her Venmo account over the last however many days she's been doing the challenge.
Actually, that's pretty dope.
Which looks really cool. And I was just checking on her Facebook page. She says her latest one is up to $1,859 is what she has right now. So she's going to go to another restaurant and donate $1,800 to a server.
I got to follow her. I got a dollar or two I can do the Venmo for.
She said to beware, though, when you're sending her money to her Brittany Jill account. She's Jill with two L's.
Uh-huh.
Because somebody started a Brittany Jill with three L's and trying to take her money, trying to cash in on it. So be careful.
Dad, come on. Oh, my gosh. Right?
What kind of a cool thing to be doing, because the service industry has been hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
With COVID, because restaurants and bars have been so limited as to how many people they can have. They've only been curbside, some of them only delivery, right?
I don't even DJ like that. I've DJed a little bit though, but.
Do you put your hat out for tips? In addition to just your GA hat, your all-in hat, put it right in front of your turntables.
Nah,
you could.
I really don't even ask for tips or anything like that. If they tip me, they tip me, but I'm not really big.
All right, it's fine now.
I mean,
Kiss FM.
You can give me some money, though.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out for the week. GA from the night show filling in her place.
Yes.
What do we got for the Hollywood Dirt? Overspending for their child?
Well, I mean, it's all relative, right?
I guess.
All right, look. Kylie Jenner.
No.
You know, she has a baby with Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Okay. She's 2 years old. Her name is Stormy.
Stormy's two now?
She is 2 years old.
Okay.
Right? She just bought a $15,000 Hermes bag. And check this out.
What bag? What kind of bag?
Hermes bag.
I have no idea what that is.
You got to Google like a, it. Yeah, that's
is that a really fancy brand?
Yeah, that's rich people stuff. That's rich people stuff. All right, and check this out. A $2,400 Fendi logo stroller. She's what? Two.
She's two. She's going to ruin it. She's going to poo on it. She's going to throw up on that thing. She's two.
I'm thinking she's probably going to get a car for her third birthday.
Hermes?
Hermes.
Is it Hermes? I don't even know. There's a little line over the E in Hermes. And the second E in Hermes has a line over it. So
let me tell you something. The word for today is rich. That's the word for today.
Yeah.
2 years old. $1,500 Hermes bag. And this is not like...
Did you say 100 or 1,000?
No, 15,000.
Okay, thank you.
15,000.
Because you said 100 there and then you said 1,000 earlier. I wouldn't get it right.
Hey, so, all these 15, zeros 000. Got me thrown off.
Well, yeah.
$15,000 for Hermes bag.
Okay. You're my child. You're two. I'll buy you a $15 grocery sack at the most. Like, that's all you get. $15.
See, but see,
max.
I've had an argument. Not necessarily an argument. We talked about this because they're so rich that... $15,000 is a drop in the bucket for them. So it's like us spending $15.
I understand that, but it's still principle. It's stupid.
It's the principle. in their defense, though, Hermes bag is basically, it really is a investment. They go up in price. They don't go down.
Not with a two-year-old. A two-year-old's going to drool on it. The value goes out immediately. She's going to cough on it. It's going to be diseased within half an hour.
I don't know, but... $15,000 Hermes bag, 2 years old.
Too much.
How much have you spent on your kid?
I don't have kids, so $0.
Oh my God.
Zero.
Who the hell
cares? A grand total of $0, GA. Zero. Look, we'll cut you some slack, because when you're a kid, you don't know any better. You don't have the life experience, so you just automatically believe the things that you're told a lot of times.
Yes.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie's taking another week of vacation, burning some time. DJ GA in from our night show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Were there dumb things that you believed when you were a kid? Like something that maybe was told to you or something that you just inherently believed all the time because you're just a dumb kid. You didn't know any better. 414-799-1037. You can use that number to call or text.
Yes.
Did you have one? Mine was always with... My dad always told me that if you put coins on the train tracks,
right,
you will derail the train, killing hundreds of people and causing millions of dollars in property damage.
Yes.
Because I always wanted to put a penny on the train tracks and get them flattened out. My friends always got to do it.
Yeah.
My friend Brett Trigar got to do it all the time with
You remember the last name?
Yeah, I remember his full name, Brett Trigar. I remember him back from high school or middle school. He used to get to do it, and then my dad was like, you can't do that. You will derail the train. And for the longest time, I believed it.
I've heard that too. I believe that too. I believe that too. I was like, man, but it's. I used to think, well, the train is not very safe.
If a little penny's going to take out the big ass train,
yeah, I just
that's
think
not
that.
A very stable train, sir. I disagree.
To, yeah, they were lying.
Was there stuff there? Were there lies that you were told as a kid that you believed to this day?
This is embarrassing.
It's okay. You were a kid. You didn't know any better. You didn't know any better.
I really did believe there were some monsters in the closet.
Did you really?
I couldn't sleep with my closet open. If the closet was open, I had to close it. I'd jump out of bed, run, close it real quick, and jump under the covers. I really believed there were monsters in the closet for a long time. And even to this day, I still don't like to sleep with the closet open. And not because it's just now, it's just a habit, but that's why I used to do it. I remember there was the Ghostbusters cartoon. You remember the Ghostbusters cartoon?
Do I remember?
I know who
you're talking to. Yes, of course.
And there was an episode to where it was the boogeyman.
Yeah.
And that even I was dang near grown, and I was still scared.
Like, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. That's
555-5555.
414-799-1037. We're ready to believe you. What's the dumb stuff that you believed as a kid?
Yeah, huh? Man.
414-799-1037. You can call or text that number. Oh, the other one was I was always told that if I swallowed my gum, it would stay in your stomach for seven years.
Yes,
do you remember that one?
Yes. Oh, and if they smacked you on the back, if your eyes were crossed, they would stay crossed.
What?
You've never heard that?
I do remember that one, yes.
Don't cross your eyes. Smack you on your back. You get stuck like that.
We'll cross your eyes and get hit in the back. I remember that, yeah. Yeah. No gum. No, that's not true about the gum, by the way.
Yeah, the gum actually, I had to. They said, it just stays in your system. I was so scared to swallow gum.
It goes out like anything else. It's not true about the gum.
You can see it. You can see it if you really look.
Sure. So we're talking about the dumb stuff that you believe when you were a kid. 414-799-1037. We'll take your calls. We'll read your text next. Hold on. It's Kiss.
Don't you swallow your gum. You swallow your gum. It's going to be in your stomach for 7 years.
Mama, we got some things to talk about. I can't believe you lied to me like that, Mama.
Hey, man. When you're a kid, you don't know any better. It's 103.
You really don't.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. GA is in from the night show, filling in for Allie this week. She's burning some vacation time. We got people calling and texting. You can call or text the same number, 414-799-1037. Savannah is in Union Grove. Savannah, what's something you believed as a kid for the longest time?
Hi. So we used to go on these daddy-daughter hunting trips.
Okay.
And my dad used to tell me that if I ran around with a grocery store bag, that I would catch a snipe. And for years, I ran around trying to catch a snipe in a grocery bag.
A snipe?
Yep.
Like the thing in...
A little bird.
Like from the movie Up, the bird?
Yeah, and then
Kevin?
When that movie came out, I was like, we have some talking to do.
He was just sitting there laughing, watching you run around with a grocery bag, wasn't he?
Pretty
the whole
much.
Time.
Oh, yeah, for hours.
You were scaring the deer, though.
Yeah, probably.
That's funny.
I think we were usually duck hunting.
Yeah, there you go. Savannah, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Thank you.
I didn't know snipes.
Parents are mean.
Hey, wait. Sometimes they probably do it for entertainment purposes. If I had kids, I would lie to them all the time.
Oh,
Marissa is in Racine. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning.
What is the lie that you believed as a kid?
So I visited my aunt and uncle almost every weekend as a kid.
Yeah.
And they truly had us believing that they had a skunk living under their house.
A skunk?
Well, yes. So every now and again, we'd smell the skunky smell. It wasn't until after I graduated high school and I was experimented with a few things that I was like, wait a minute. That was not a skunk I was smelling this whole time.
It sure wasn't.
It turns out, yep, that they were smoking the marijuana.
Oh, they were smoking the marijuana.
And to this day, I have to second guess myself. Like, wait, is that a skunk or is someone around here smoking?
Oh, that's hilarious.
It was not a skunk at all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. When she said skunk, I was like, yeah, I know where this is going.
Sure, I know where this is going.
I know where this is going.
Oh, man. Marissa, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening and we're seeing. Have a good one.
Thanks. Have a good day.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Teresa in Stallus, good morning.
Good morning.
The stuff that you believe when you were a kid. What did you believe when you were a kid?
So my parents told me when I was really, really little that if I talked into the speakers of the TV, that they could hear me and they would talk back.
So you're a little kid walking up to the TV, like whispering into the side, telling it things and waiting for it to talk back to you.
Oh.
Yeah, me and Mr. Rogers used to have great conversations.
Sure.
How's your neighborhood?
God, the parents are ruthless, man. Ruthless.
Hardcore.
How long was it before you realized that they weren't listening at all?
Probably like a year and a half at least.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
So,
hey, man. It's the lies that our parents tell us as kids. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it.
Hey, the skunk is classic.
The skunk is a good one.
Hey, the skunk is classic.
We'll still take your calls at 414-799-1037 or your text. It's the stuff you believe when you were a kid. You were a gullible kid. It's fine. It's fine. Oh, dude.
Uh-oh. What'd I miss?
I just saw this text we got, GA, to 414-799-1037. We're talking about the stuff that you were told as a kid that you believed for the longest time. Maybe there were lies or just goofy stuff that your parents told you.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in, they said, we're Detroit Lions fans, and my husband taught my daughter that Packers was a swear word. I had to work hard to undo that when she started school. That's funny. That's funny. Packers is a swear word. Don't say that in public.
Wow.
I mean, it's offensive because the Lions are actually the worst football team, but, you know, that's fine.
Detroit?
414-799-1037. The voice you hear next to me is DJ GA from our night show. He's
good
in for Allie, who's taking some more vacation time, burning it before the end of the year.
She got all the vacation.
Yeah. Well, it's when you have quarantine, you can't really use vacation time, so our company was like, you got to use it.
Yeah, they made me say, I usually don't take mine this early. I wait.
Yep.
They're like, hey, yeah, you got to go on vacation. Okay.
Let's talk to Shelby in Kenosha. Shelby, what's
what's the thing that you were told as a kid? The lie that you always believed?
My mom used to tell me and my two sisters that if you kissed a boy, you would get pregnant.
Kissing a boy got you pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, my oldest sister believed it till she was 17.
17 years old?
What?
Yeah, I never believed it. I knew better.
So are you telling me that she would go to kiss a boy at like 16 years old and be like, nuh-uh, I don't want to get pregnant. And the guy had to be like, wait a minute,
what
now?
She didn't have her first kiss till she was almost 18. Oh. She was scared.
So it worked.
Oh, so she was just running. I could have just imagined y'all walking through school looking at guys' lips like, watch out. They get
watch
you
out.
Pregnant.
Watch out.
Watch out.
Like
they get
definitely
you pregnant.
Have cooties.
Yeah, my mom used to say that. My mom always told me don't be kissing dirty girls. I'm like, dirty girls? Don't kiss dirty girls. I'm like, how do you know if they're dirty? Just don't kiss dirty girls.
I'm sure they are. All girls have cooties. Don't you know this? Shelby, thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Good morning, Kiss FM. Ashley is in Wind Lake. Ashley, what were you told as when you were a kid that you believed?
My mom always told me that her favorite candies were her medicine, so we were not allowed to have them.
Oh, yeah. My mom would do that, too. She would do that too. She was like, there's like stuff that she would drink.
Uh-huh.
My doctor gave me hormones. Don't drink that. My hormones are in there.
Oh, she was saying that's her medicine to keep you away from it.
And you wouldn't drink it.
Really?
Yes.
I guess that works. Thanks so much for the calls. Thanks for the text.
Wow.
See? The lies you tell your kids, they'll grow up and believe that stuff. They'll grow up. They'll believe it.
Don't kiss dirty girls.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 7:54. Good morning. GA's in for Allie this week. Allie burning some more vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like we might get some more rain today.
A little bit. Hold on, let me check my watch.
It's a little sloppy yesterday and today. We got quite a bit of rain. Quite a bit of puddling in the old yard, if you know what I mean.
Just a little puddling.
But there was no splashing going on at Noah's Ark Water Park over the weekend, because did you hear what happened at Noah's Ark?
Didn't somebody catch the
Rona? Two employees tested positive for COVID-19 at Noah's Ark in Wisconsin Dells, prompting them to shut down the water park over the weekend, which is huge for them to have to shut that down. But
wow.
I was amazed when they were even opening it, honestly.
Well, I mean, if you kind of think about it, I mean, it's a chlorine pool. Doesn't that kill?
It does.
So I'm kind of surprised that they...
Because they have said, the CDC has said, you're not likely to get it in water.
Right, yeah.
But it's the being around the people. And then when you get out of the water, you got the kids running around and breathing on each other and spitting in the water. How many times you get out of the pool and you go... Pfft. Kind of spit something out, spit some of the water out, get it in your mouth or anything.
How long does it take? That's what I understand. So as soon as it touches you, even if you have bleach water on your skin, you're still gonna. It does. Like to me, I don't understand the incubation period. So
I don't know. I don't
like,
understand.
You know what
either.
I mean?
I don't either.
So it's
though.
Like you get out the pool, you got bleach water on you. Somebody like it's bleach water on you. How does that work?
I would think that too, but we're probably very wrong in thinking that. I don't know.
Any doctors out there?
this is why we're on the radio and we just tell people the news when it happens. But
yeah.
That happened over the weekend, and they're doing the right thing. They're shutting it down. They're cleaning it and everything, making sure that everything's all right. Safety is their priority. They're still doing temperature checks for all guests and team members, so when people walk in, they get their temperature checked, and they'll let people know what happens as of this week. But Noah's Ark, that's what happened over the weekend. Shut down. Two employees. You were planning on going to the Dells. I want to call ahead of time.
Well, if it was me, I would just stay in the water the whole time.
I would, too.
Like, why get out?
Exactly.
Like, it's corona-free in here.
Just stay underwater. Get a scuba tank. I'm just going to stay underwater.
I'm chilling till this whole COVID thing passes.
This is why I skydive. 2 miles up in the air, there's no COVID up there either.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's burning some vacation time this week. DJ GA from The Night Show in her place. What's up?
Man, well, what's up is Ronnie Hawk, a Disney star. Uh-huh. She plays in the sitcom Stuck in the Middle is facing felony charges for roughing up her man, for allegedly roughing him up.
Really?
Yes. Apparently, law enforcement was called to the 20-year-old's actress house. It was Friday in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And when they got there, they determined that she should be arrested for the injuries that the man had on him. Yeah. They set her bail at $100,000, and she's could be... Wow, that's crazy.
Well, domestic violence swings both ways. It can be a man on a woman or a woman to a man.
And that's what's tripping me out, because I'm like, man, she could actually, have a felony for like beating up her man. It's like, why? I'm not saying it shouldn't be, but I'm just, it's just so, it's still so shocking to me.
It's shocking here when anybody really fights or puts their hands on other people these days.
It's like,
unless, Mike, I'm in mortal danger and you're like coming against me and my family and you're like coming at us with a weapon, I could never really see me ever having to physically assault somebody or harm somebody, but who knows what's going on?
Yeah, and then, and then of course, just with the stigma of like, it's the woman doing, it's like, man, I wouldn't want to have my girlfriend or significant other arrested. I mean, I understand they were fighting. I don't know how bad the fight was, but apparently the officer had looked at my man and was like, oh, yeah, he in bad shape. We about to arrest her.
Right.
So it's kind of like,
and
man.
And that's probably what happens in a lot of domestic violence situations. You don't want them to go to jail. So they make excuses for it. They were just angry. They were just drinking. This was just happening. But the point is, you lay your hands on somebody, you can go to jail for it because it's assault. It's assault.
My thing is, imagine if it was just some, like, just a fight. Like, you know, I'm kind of like in a weird space right now thinking about this. Like, what if it was just like just really a spat and not something that's been going on? Like, you know, there's some people that are like, hey,
well,
like, this
was,
has been going on for years.
If it was, they determine that through an investigation, I'm sure. And they'll dismiss it as they need to if it was a small argument. But regardless, they both need to probably get some counseling.
Put your hands on nobody.
Yes, there you go. Keep your hands. Don't they teach you that when you're a kid? Keep your hands to yourself.
Hey, that's what my mom said. My mom said, hey, Don't put your hands on nobody.
Man or woman, either one. Or
it
kids.
Don't matter.
Don't. Just don't do it. It's nice to be never stressed. It's 103.7 KISS FM with Riggs and Allie. Allie's taking some time for vacation this week. DJ GA from The Night Show stepping in. And how are you doing? Like, as of right now, what's going on up there in the old brain? Are you overly stressed out about everything? How's your life going right now? Are you stressed about school? Are you stressed about work? Do you still not have work? There's a lot of people in a lot of different situations.
Yeah.
Thought we'd just take a temperature check this morning, see how everybody's doing. 414-799-1037. You can use that number to call us, or you can text us. Like you, DJ GA, you just got back from a week off.
Right, yes.
So you feel energized and refreshed. How are you feeling heading into another week?
Yeah, I feel energized, refreshed. Like, I'm not too worried about anything. I think everything what's going to happen is going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing I am kind of bummed out about, and this is probably just selfish reasons of my own, is that I have to wear a mask to the gym. You know, me and you, we hit the gym like that. And
yes.
And it's funny, too. And I'm working out. And I still work out in it. But I'm breathing in the mask. Like, I have to, like, feel like I'm going to choke.
Sometimes. You're doing a heavy workout. Especially cardio or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, everything is good. Everything, the new normal is normal to me now. So, and I'm just working towards,
staying healthy, washing your hands when you can, wearing a mask when you can.
Pretty much, you got to wear it
everywhere now.
It was
the first weekend when everybody had to have them in stores.
Yeah.
So it was interesting to go into stores and see that they were now everywhere.
Yeah, but you know what? For me, like, I think I told you this. It's like, I was doing that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The only place that I really wasn't wearing a mask was the gym because I was working out. But other than that,
Full disclosure, low-key, I don't like that either. I'm weird about wearing a mask while I'm exercising. I want to work out outside now.
Yeah, so because I run outside and stuff now. Like, I get in the gym, do that, and get out because
I want to take my exercising outside because I don't want to be breathing in a mask. I feel it would be uncomfortable to exercise. And I think I'm going into a gym. I know it's high risk.
Right.
I know I'm taking that risk.
Can I sign a waiver?
come on. Let me sign a waiver or something. Come on. But what's your temperature like right now? What's going on with your head? 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that number. We'll talk to you next. Hold on. It's 103.7 KISS FM. DJ GA is in with me this morning in place of Allie. She's on vacation this week. We're talking about how things are going with your life right now. Are you nervous about things? Are you excited about things? And we were just talking about masks. 414-799-1037. You can call or text that number. I did want to talk to Miranda first, who was just, you were visiting from New York.
Yep.
And you said you had an interesting perspective because what are things like in New York and how are they different here? Like, what were you just...
Well, we've been wearing masks for so long.
Yeah.
Right.
Since March, and it's been commonplace, and now we're still wearing masks.
Uh-huh.
Our gyms aren't open. But no one bats an eye. It's not a question.
Right.
People are putting on the mask. No one is upset about it. You just wear your damn mask and you get over it and you move on. But here, like, I'm here for the weekend and it was kind of appalling to just see people in Target, no mask, and there's a mask mandate.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, And so, and then I see Wisconsin, numbers are surging, and I see New York, numbers are almost non-existent. And it's like, and you're fighting a mask, and your state is surging. What is wrong with you?
So in New York, they started, they mandated masks back in March?
Or was it more of a, March, I think it was like April.
Okay, okay. but we're all wearing masks, yes. New York, have New Yorkers kind of embraced it like, all right, we're in this together? New Yorkers kind of seem like that's
their way
of life. We're like, all right, let's all do this together. We're New Yorkers, we'll get through it. And they do it.
100%. Like, I've lived in New York for 11 and a half years. I've never felt more connected to the city because we're all literally in it together. It feels like that.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, and to your point about working out without a mask.
Right.
Something not a lot of people are doing in New York.
Right.
Fair. If you're running outside, a lot of people are wearing it like under the chin.
Right.
To put it on, like if you stop or if you buy a bottle
right.
of water. But
yeah,
no
yeah.
one is like,
yeah.
no one's running with a mask. That's a little insane.
Yeah. Well, I need to find one that works a little bit better, that's more comfortable, is what my problem is.
Yeah, that's what we were saying too. Because, yeah. You know what's funny? Because, like you said, I haven't really seen a lot of people complaining about the mask. Well, that's just because, like I said, I just wear my mask.
Have you been on Facebook?
No, I haven't really. Like, I haven't paid attention to it like that. I'm thinking, yeah. you know.
That's all it is people complaining about masks
wow.
on Facebook. Yeah, that's all it is.
You know, I was in, my mom lives in West Dallas, and we were in a we were going to a restaurant, and before we went inside, we put on our masks, and someone said to me, "Ooh, Corona's gonna get you." I was like,
"Really?
Okay?
Yeah.
It was, wow.
Sorry, I had never heard of that.
Roll your eye. The mask shaming.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right.
Mask shaming.
And,
yeah.
and it's funny too. We were just talking about this too. It's like, you know, you want to beat somebody up not wearing a mask. You're like, but wait, doesn't. What? Doesn't make
sense.
Yeah,
that happened over the weekend. Some woman threw a coffee at a guy that wasn't wearing a mask, and I'm like, come on now. Like, let's be adults here. If you're not going to wear a mask and you know the risk you're taking by not wearing one, but we don't need to say things to other people. We can still be kind.
Yeah, I don't
believe. I'm sorry you had a less than pleasant visit. Other than that, was everything nice here, Miranda?
Everything was beautiful. This is my hometown.
Okay, good.
Hey.
Good.
Yeah, friends and family were all on point with the mask.
Nice.
So that's all I can say.
Well, thanks for listening. Have a safe trip back
to
New York.
Guys.
And don't forget, you can listen to us with the radio.com app, so you don't have to stop listening.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks for that.
There you go.
All right. Now.
Have a good week, guys.
You too, girl.
Thank
thanks
you.
For calling. Megan, good morning. Megan, how's
Hi.
It going with you? What's up?
I work in a restaurant here in West Bend, and we're locally owned, so it's not like a corporate chain.
Uh-huh.
And we all are wearing masks. We have before, like, the mm-hmm. actual mandate.
Yeah.
And it is very different seeing how a restaurant is portrayed to a public eye now during all of this. We have sanitizer everywhere. All of our staff is, like, going above and beyond, making sure that everything is sanitized.
Yeah, right.
And it's a little disheartening to see, like, in the media, like, on the news, they kind of, like, make a restaurant look like you're gonna basically like get sick and die if you go into a restaurant and a
right.
bar. So
well, they don't want people inside congregating in groups,
right.
I think is what they're saying.
Well, we have a social distance everything. So
yeah.
we literally took out the measuring tape and we took tables out of our dining room. We're a smaller restaurant.
Right,
We have a patio that is beautiful as well, and we socially distant. And it's just, you know, like, it's nice seeing that people are coming out and still supporting the restaurant and supporting us. And we are trying our best to make everyone feel comfortable. And it's just a little sad just to see like how that all works out in the media when we all are trying so hard on our end as well.
I think like with anything in the media, and I don't want to lump us in with the media because I don't feel like we're really the media.
Right.
I feel like you find the one bad one and you focus on it bad. There's one or two the restaurants that are not doing it.
Right.
And that those get a lot of the attention because they're not doing it right. And, they're the bad apples that are spoiling it for the bunch.
Yeah. And then, everybody's scared to go to any restaurant once you see one doing like, and it's
and
like,
the restaurants that are doing good work, like yours in West Bend, get a bad rap because they're like, well, I don't want to go in there. Well, you're doing everything you need to be doing as much as you can. So.
Right. And we all are trying so hard. Like, I'm not a skinny mini person. I'm a thick girl, okay? And that mask is not easy wearing in the back of a kitchen or outside on the patio when it's 100 degrees. So we are really trying to make sure that everyone feels comfortable without passing out ourselves.
Yeah.
So,
well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just, I want people to, like, see it from, like, your guys' perspective even. Like, you know, it's not all restaurants that are not doing everything right.
No. And you know the ones that are, you know, together. The ones that are not doing them when you walk in. You can be like, well, all right, I'm leaving.
I'm not eating here.
If you're not comfortable there, you're not comfortable there.
Well, if you ever make it out to West Bend, you should come to the Braising Pan because we are making sure everyone is safe and we are doing our part.
I was waiting for you to throw that out
there.
Yeah,
you got to say something.
It's German American. It's amazing. You got to come and try it.
All right, man.
All made from scratch. It's the bomb.
What's the name of it one more time?
The Braising Pan in West Bend.
The Braising Pan. It even sounds good.
Yeah, I know, right? What's happening?
Thanks for calling.
We appreciate it.
Have a good one, Megan. One more call from Nikki, who's up in Grafton. Nikki, what's going on?
Good morning.
Morning.
Actually, I wasn't going to call, but then when you brought up the masks, I was like, okay, I'm calling.
Ah, there they go. You say the word mask, people want to say something. People want to say.
Okay. So my 19-year-old healthy grandson had gotten COVID back in March.
Yep.
Before people really knew of anybody that had it.
Yeah.
We sat in the hospital parking lot for 10 days and nights while he was intubated in ICU.
Mm-hmm.
One call after another was just one bad call to another. I mean, it was horrible.
Yeah.
My 6-year-old granddaughter, my grandson's cousin, they didn't live in the same household or anything.
Yeah.
She tested positive last month, and, you know, we all had to intubate for, you know, the 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Or not intubate, I'm sorry.
Quarantine.
Yeah.
I lost my uncle to COVID a few weeks ago. We had a family member that had a baby shower, and 5 people tested positive to end up in the hospital. So for all these people that don't want a mask, when you actually have to live through having a family member, you know, on their deathbed, literally on their deathbed.
Yeah.
My grandson, 4 months later, his feet are peeling. He still has, extreme foot pain. He couldn't walk without a cane for 3 months.
Wow.
So it's like people, you know, I love that New York is all in.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like, I don't understand how everyone's, you know, my Second Amendment, you know.
Amendment thing? Yeah, you can't take my...
What's going to end up
my body, my choice. I've seen that,
we're
too.
We're going to end up like Italy. We're going to end
up not
on
careful.
Lockdown.
Yeah. You know what?
People aren't getting it, and everyone wants to be more about, it's our country, this is sad, because everybody here is... All they're thinking is me.
You know,
and
Nikki, you bring up an interesting point because I've met several people over the past couple, 2 or 3 weeks that don't know anyone that's had it. And somehow it lessens it in their mind because unless someone like you, I know people that have had it.
Right.
Even Allie knows someone who had an uncle that died from it too. I mean, unless you know someone that's been impacted by it, it's hard for you to care as much about it.
Right.
It's like anything in life. Like to me, suicide never, not to go too serious, but suicide, I never thought anything about it. I saw it on TV and movies, and then my uncle took his own life, and all of a sudden, I'm passionate about, you know, suicide and mental health awareness and all that. So, unfortunately, it takes something bad like that. It's just, it sucks that it takes that to make people care about it. But we really are. We're all in. I wish everybody was all in too.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad. Like you said, I haven't looked, like for me, like anywhere I go, just you wear your mask. Like, right. You know, you wear your mask. Like, yeah. I just wear your mask.
Right.
It's not, you know.
You know, I work retail. So.
Right.
You know, it's interesting how this is. I wasn't working this weekend, but it's interesting to see what's going to pan out with, you know, how people are going to react. And I've seen people not reacting well, you know, since the whole thing began. You know, you have some people that work really hard at it. It's sad to see, older people terrified when they come into a store. Whenever, you know, they get locked into an aisle and there's people around them not wearing masks, not, you know, practicing social distancing, it's sad.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling. I'm sorry for the trouble that you've been through, that your family's been hit so hard with COVID. That's terrible. But thank you for sharing your story, because who knows, maybe somebody heard your story and that will resonate with them and we can all get through this quicker. That's the faster we can get back to normal.
Until we do, we're just going to keep having our numbers rise. And then eventually everybody's going to have some family member that either almost died or did die.
Yeah. Nikki, thank you so much for listening this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Stay safe out there, everybody. Wash your damn hands. Throw on the mask.
You know what I want to know? You know what I think about, though, Riggs?
What?
Is like, so when the vaccine finally comes out, then what? And then what changes? That's
I don't know either.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
It'll definitely change things.
Yeah.
And there's still talks about that right now happening. Like Pfizer and everybody, they're working at it.
Yeah.
You got all the smartest minds in the world have been working on it for months now. So we'll see. We'll see.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's burning away some vacation time. DJ GA from The Night Show in her place this week. What's up?
Yeah, I'm handling the dirt this week. And of course, I come back on a Monday after being off for a weekend. And it's Kim Kardashian West and Kanye still running things in the news cycle. But this is different than when it was. Because, you know, he started his presidential campaign, almost 2 weeks ago. South Carolina. And he said some things about his family, talking about how he wanted to divorce Kim and all this other stuff. And told him they were trying to put him in a mental hospital. And Kim came back and said, hey, he's just having an episode. I still support my husband. He's a genius, yada, yada, yada.
Well, Kanye's, Kanye's bringing a big light on to mental health and bipolar disorder.
Yes. And so they finally meet this week. And, you know, you could see the picture of her and Kanye in a car talking, and she's in tears, right?
Well, yeah.
In tears. They haven't, according to sources, they say they haven't seen each other or spent any real quality time in months.
In months?
In months, yes. Like, other than, like I said, like birthday parties or quick hi and bye, that's months.
That's weird, man.
So...
If you told me I didn't see my wife for months, that'd be strange.
Yeah, it'd be like, are you still my wife?
Right? Are we still married?
Are we still doing this?
This is still a thing?
Right.
This didn't expire in the last 2 months that we weren't together?
Right. So I guess, you know, them getting back together, Kanye put out a tweet saying how sorry he was and how his wife has always stood by him and this and that, which was I thought was beautiful.
Yeah.
And they got on a private plane, I think they said Sunday, and they're just him and the whole family, the kids and everybody, and they're on a vacation together, and they're really trying to patch up their relationship because they're talking about they're really on the verge of divorce, trying to save their relationship.
Well, when you're with somebody that's with any sort of mental illness, addiction issues, or anything like that, they have to want to get themselves help as well. And it's got to be frustrating for her seeing him struggle so hard, being in the public light.
Yep.
She knows he wants to do good. Like, I think there's a lot of good in Kanye. He just seems like sometimes he's wound up. Didn't know where to go with it. But, man, well, maybe that'll pull them together. Maybe that'll make them.
Hey, I don't know where they went, but hey, a private jet on an island by yourself with you and the Booski? Hey.
Family time.
Hey, I mean, hey, that's the type of stuff that make relationships stronger.
Versus time on a beach.
I'm just saying.
Something like that. Can you still make it work if you don't see each other? I don't even think so. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie's out for the week. It's Riggs and GA. GA from The Night Show.
I wonder, you know what's funny you say? I wonder what Allie would say.
I don't know.
I don't know what she would say.
No, I don't think she's spent that much time away from somebody.
No.
Because she would be like, what's the point anymore? What's the point? The only extenuating circumstance would be not seeing your significant other for a while would be like a military deployment, right? Like if your husband gets cheated on too. Right? If your husband or wife is deployed overseas or there's someone else in the reserve, I have too.
Yeah, like, hey, they be overseas and be like, oh, man.
It takes an incredible amount of trust to be able to have any sort of a long distance.
So just give him a pass.
Right. Any sort of long-distance relationship is really awful. What's the longest you've gone without seeing somebody you've been with? I think with my wife and I, maybe 3 weeks, I think. And that was because she was traveling for work, and I was working a lot, too, and we just kept crisscrossing paths. Like, when she would get home, it was really late at night, and, like, we were in the same house, but, like, I was asleep when she was getting home.
Right.
And then I was awake and leaving, and she was asleep. So probably 3 weeks, but we were still physically in the same house, but...
I don't know.
Not even that long. How about you? It's the longest you've gone without seeing your girl. Current or past relationships? I think in the past I've gone maybe a month with a girlfriend. With a girlfriend, though.
Like ever? Probably a couple months.
Couple months?
Yeah, because, like, especially when I was playing basketball and stuff like that, or in college and stuff like that, I was in and out. Like I'm one of those. Like when I get busy, I get busy. Uh-huh. I mean, you understand? Like you get busy. Be like, oh, hey, I gotta go to New York. Oh, hey, I gotta go here. Oh, I'll see you when I get back. You know. But the one thing about it though, if you're gonna leave for that long, you gotta come back with a bag. You gotta come back with a bag. You gotta come back with the money in hand and be like, hey, let's go get something to eat. Hey, let me go get you a Hermes bag. Come on.
Fair enough. The longest you've gone between the seeing your significant other. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text. We'll talk next.
Get the bag.
They do say that distance makes the heart grow fonder sometimes, but not being together with your significant other for how long? That might suck if you're not together for a while.
Yeah, it might make the heart go find somebody else.
That's what you think. 414-799-1037. You can call or text the same number. We got a couple of people that texted in. I've been with my fiance for 5 years. He's in the military. Longest we went without seeing him was 7 months.
Ooh.
Somebody said, I was married. The longest time away from each other was 9 months because of deployment, which is awful. Somebody else said, I always did long distance relationships. We saw each other twice a year, but we lasted for 3 years, but when we made it work, it was very hard. So you were together for 3 years. You saw each other 6 times in 3 years. Am I reading that right? Crazy right there. 414-799-1037. Good morning, Charity. Something we weren't thinking about is truck drivers.
Oh, yeah.
The husband was gone 4 to 6 weeks straight. He would come home 4 days, 5 days. He'd be gone another
4 to 6 weeks at a time, just driving across the country?
Yeah.
Yeah, but did he?
Operator, so he went everywhere.
Oh, so wow. Did he come back with the bag, though? Were you well taken care of?
Yeah.
See that? Now, and that's the one thing I think makes a difference. Like, if you're, look, I'm so, ladies, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong. If he's making the money, oh, he can stay gone. Hey, go get what you need. Buy a car, go. I'll be home soon. And you're like, cool.
As long as when he comes back, he has something nice for you.
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, like, but it has to be big. I'm talking about if you're going to be gone that long, you got to be sitting on the house, the car. Like, she has to be well taken care of
Does he always bring you back things, Charity, when he comes back from a long trip?
Yes, he always used to bring me and the kids stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Right. Just to let you know he's thinking about you while you're on the road.
Because I think as a man, you know when you're gone too long, so you feel like, okay, let me make sure she's okay
In addition to checking in while he's gone,
Of course, yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling, Charity. We appreciate you listening this morning.
All right, no problem. Thanks.
Longest you've gone without seeing your significant other. What is it? Good morning, Allison in Sheboygan. What's the longest you went without seeing your significant other?
4 hours.
4 hours?
4 hours, because I work and we can't have our cell phones on us. And then usually I would go in the break room and text him or do something like that. But yeah, 4 hours.
4 hours is the longest. All right.
Yeah. I'm not mad at you.
It's hard when you have a good relationship. You know, you want to talk to them all the time.
All the time.
Right, yeah.
All the time. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning.
She said 4 hours, Riggs.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie's out on vacation for the week. DJ GA from The Night Show filling in. Did you learn anything on our show this morning, DJ GA?
Yes.
What did you learn on the show this morning? Huh?
That the young lady, the longest she's ever been away from her boyfriend is 4 hours. I've never heard anything like that in my life.
4 hours.
4 hours.
They are attached at the hip outside of those 4 hours.
4 hours.
It must be a very new relationship, I think.
You know, wait till it wear off.
New young love. Yes. I learned something this morning.
I learned something about
DJ GA.
Uh-oh.
I learned that DJ GA also believed, like many of us, that if you swallowed your gum, that it would stay in your stomach for 7 years.
Hey, I believed it for a long time.
I did too. It was a great way to get you to not swallow your gum.
Have you ever swallowed a quarter?
No, I swallowed a dime before.
Yeah.
I was never rich enough to swallow a quarter.
You know where it ends up at.
Same place. Everything else.
Yes.
You can always catch up with our show on demand. Get it at 1037kissfm.com. You've got a problem hanging out all week, coming in the mornings?
I will be here bright and early with some coffee and donuts. Well, no donuts, maybe
no donuts,
coffee.
Please, no. You doing double duty? You doing tonight, the night
yes.
show, too? Nice.
I'm back.
Like, I love that, man. I love that. The hustle. The hustle. Respect the hustle.
Hustle harder, baby.
This is Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.